Welcome to Destinations. I am Deborah Howell, delighted to have two guests with me today. They are Bernica and Corey Bassett. One is the mom, one is the former Miss Bahamas. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Bernica, let's start with you.
Okay.
What year were you crowned Miss Bahamas?
I was crowned Miss Bahamas in 2010, 2011. And I actually had the honor and the pleasure of going to both Miss Universe and Miss World.
Where was that held?
Miss Universe was in Las Vegas, and Miss World was actually in China.
Wow.
And I was in China for a month. And it was the most incredible, one of the most incredible experiences of my life, of course.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have you back for your own segment on China. How's that?
Oh, that sounds fun. I would love that. I have lots to talk about.
But today we're here to talk about the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And when you were crowned Miss Bahamas, what did that mean to you personally?
Oh, it meant everything to me. I mean, to just be able to, you know, wear your country's name across your chest and represent your home and just, you know, have your home across you and just know that you're representing your entire country is just the most fulfilling experience of my life. And, you know, it really shaped and molded me into a woman. And just the whole experience was incredible. And just, you know, knowing the platform that you're able to stand on and the young women that you're able to impact. It's just an experience that I carry with me for the rest of my life.
I'm sure you wore the crown with honor. And I'm sure hopefully it set you up for some other things in life.
Yes, of course. You know, definitely, you know, teaches you public speaking and, you know, being able to introduce yourself and talk about yourself and just know who you are. You walk away really knowing who you are as a person and what you want to offer the world and give to the world.
I notice you don't have much of a Bahamian accent.
I do. I've just, through training, I've been able to switch it on and off. But when I'm alone with my mom, it comes out pretty strong.
After one rum punch.
Yes. Bahama mama or two.
Speaking of your mom, Corey, I have the pleasure of working with you every day, and you have the richest, most delightful accent on the planet.
Thank you.
I love talking to you about all things, but especially today in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, I really wanted to just talk to you a little bit about the Bahamas themselves. Now, let me just set the stage real quick. 700 real islands in the Bahamas, but only two were affected by Hurricane Dorian. That means there's 698 other Bahamian islands that you could take your vacation to right now that were absolutely unaffected, that are absolutely the most gorgeous place in the world. And if you take your vacation there now, you're really helping those in Abaco and Grand Bahamas, where it was really, really hit hard.
Yes.
Tell us some reasons we should go to the Bahamas.
Well, first of all, like you said, there are just so many islands, different islands, and each of them are just very unique. While Abaco and Grand Bahama were really affected adversely by Hurricane Dorian, we have other islands like Eleuthera. There's a beautiful small island right off of Eleuthera called Harbor Island, and that island has pink sand. And so if you've never strolled down a beach with just beautiful pink sand from the coral sea life,
and you can see flamingos too.
And flamingos, you should definitely visit Harbor Island. There's Exuma,
that's my favorite.
where the water, you know, on each island, the water is absolutely beautiful. It's like pool water, as if you just ran your bath or jumped into a pool. It's just so clear. So regardless of which island, you're going to get the beautiful Bahamian turquoise water. But each island in itself has something just a little bit unique. Exuma, you can swim with the pigs.
I've heard about that.
I'm dying to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Have you done
it? I haven't done it yet. It's actually on my to-do list. Yeah. I'm from Grand Bahama. So every time we happen to travel back home, we end up going to Grand Bahama or Nassau, because everyone just goes to Nassau.
It's the capital.
But the outer islands are just so quiet and beautiful.
And tranquil.
And the food is nice. The Bahamian people are just wonderful and lovely. But I would say, you know, to help with the recovery of the Bahamas, tourists should still go. There's just so many other islands to see. Fishing, if you love to fish, there's game fishing or just regular fishing. You know, living here is absolutely beautiful. Actually, one of my parents is Bahamian and the other is American. Mm-hmm. So I have the best of both worlds. But there's no place like being in the Caribbean and going fishing and then just eating your lobster or your
fresh
fish
seafood.
Freshly. Like you caught it 2 hours ago and you're eating it 2 hours
later. Yeah, the food is incredible.
Just a splash of hot sauce is all you need.
Oh, exactly.
It's so good. It's so good. So I would just encourage anyone who would like to help the Bahamas, if you're not able to send supplies, please, please don't hesitate to go and visit because the beautiful ocean is still there.
Yeah, and tourism is our main industry. Yeah. So, you know, even though Freeport and Abaco, you know, you can't go there, there are, like you said, so many other islands, and with tourism being our main industry, it would help support in just so many ways. If you're not able to donate supplies, you know, take a trip there. It's a vacation, and plus you're helping support, you know, what's going on right now.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we are working with the Sandals Foundation.
Foundation.org.
It's sandalsfoundation.org. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I've done today, this morning, is called Packing with a Purpose.
Ooh.
And so we packed school supplies and, you know, all kinds of pens and pencils and puzzles and board games and things like that to help the kids that were displaced.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to add about that is, since many people were displaced, while they're rebuilding, and they will rebuild, the Bahamas will come back and rebuild and be just the way
stronger
it was, those two
than
islands.
Ever. Yeah.
While they're displaced, and maybe some of them are living at, say, Nassau for the time being, every tourist dollar that goes to Sandals, a lot of that is going to be redirected into the rebuilding of the islands that were affected.
Oh,
so
amazing.
Your trip here means more than you can imagine.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who are maybe cleaning the rooms at Sandals in Nassau have their sister or their mother or their grandmother living with them now from the other islands.
Yeah.
And so that directly affects the recovery.
Yes.
If you take your vacation now to the Bahamas.
Absolutely. That's so nice to hear. Wonderful, because I was kind of thinking, well, what happens a few months from now when, you know, it's not as popular in the news and everyone's not talking about it? How do we rebuild our lives? Because we have family members that are living with other family members, too, because they just cannot go home. What happens? How do they, you know,
rebuild.
Get plywood and cement and whatever is needed to actually have a place to live again? So that's just wonderful to hear.
So our hearts are with Abaco and Grand Bahama.
Yes, thank you.
And our dollars are with the rest of the Bahamas.
Yes.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Exactly.
What's your favorite? I'll take you, Corey, first. Your favorite Bahamian dinner?
Oh, I would have to say crack conch.
Now, for those of us who don't know what conch is, listen.
It is a shellfish
It would be considered a shell.
Yes, it's like
crustacean. Is it a crustacean? I don't know if it's a crustacean.
Anyway,
actually,
you take it out of a conch.
Out of the shell. Yeah. You know the shell you put up to your ear to hear the ocean?
Yeah.
It's the thing that lives in that.
It's a conch shell.
Yes.
And you kind of prepare it in a way that I think is unique to the Bahamas, but it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, you batter it and you fry it and you eat it with a bunch of hot sauce. And yeah. My favorite, conch salad.
There you go. Tell me, how would you prepare it?
So conch salad is, of course, conch. And you take a bunch of fresh vegetables. Now they've actually enhanced the recipe and now they add fruit to it.
Ooh.
So you can have a tropical conch salad. It's basically just conch and vegetables with some lime and pepper and salt. And they make it fresh right there by the sea. And it is amazing. I can eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
As you were describing that, you were using your Miss Universe smile.
I can taste it right now.
I'll have one for you in the Bahamas tomorrow.
Right?
How's that?
Sounds good.
I'll have one for breakfast. I say, this one is for Bernica.
Yes.
What are your final thoughts? Because we are closing out this interview, and I just want to leave people's hearts a little bit warmed. One more reason to go to the Bahamas right now.
So sometimes when we're not directly affected, just like when we hear about shootings that happen every day, when it's not in our backyard, sometimes it's very difficult for us to stop and really contribute to a cause. But I would say that the people of the Bahamas are hurting, and they really do need your support and your assistance. distance. The islands of the Bahamas, it's just beautiful, and we depend heavily on people to visit the island. So I would just encourage you to kind of stop whatever you're doing and donate or help in any way that you possibly can. There are so many children, Bahamian children, that are just in need, that, you know, don't have a school to go to tomorrow or a place to lay down. So I would say, even though you may not be directly affected, please, please let it tug on your heart to just be of some assistance.
Yeah, and I guess just to piggyback off of what she's saying, you know, when you hear people, you know, say they love the Bahamas or they love to go down and visit the Bahamas, you know, one main thing that they say about visiting there is they love the people and the heart of the people and how kind they are to them. And that's just a testament to the Bahamian people. And right now they're hurting. And like my mom is saying, you know, tourism is very big there. And so if you can just go and support and stop what you're doing and just, you know, watch the videos online and really see what people are going through, because there are children, like she said, that don't have, you know, any power even right now, any school supplies. There are no schools to go to. So, you know, if you can just either donate by going for tourism or, you know, if you can just go online and find anybody that you can donate to. We're even collecting donations here in L.A. I have my organization is called Operation Queen, and we're collecting donations and supplies here in LA. So any way that you can find to donate, or if you can make a trip down there and go get some kunk salad and crack kunk and enjoy the tranquil water, that is a way to support the Bahamas as well.
Thank you, Vernica and Corey. I'm going to do
Thank
both.
You. All right.
And once again, Operation Queen or sandalsfoundation.org. Those dollars will go to people who desperately need them. And the rest of us will party with a purpose
yes.
and get these islands back on their feet.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Vernica and Corey Bassett, I can't be more appreciative of having both of you on the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And the Bahamas thanks you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And to keep up with all things Destinations on Instagram, go to destinations.podcast.